Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill Carter has been kind enough to join us over the years a number of times. As I said before, no one has chronicled late night TV like Bill Carter, including his four books. The definitive one for me, The Late Shift, 25 plus years with the New York Times as a television critic, still has a great involvement in what is going on. And obviously we're talking about a decision involving Nexstar, Tegna, ABC, FCC, Donald Trump, and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel, at this point, suspended indefinitely. As we bring Bill in the conversation, I know Kimmel's contract is up fairly soon. If you had to speculate today, Bill, and thank you very much for coming on, do you think Kimmel ever goes back on his show? Does his show return?
Boy, it's a tough one. it's crazy that we're in this position. I think ABC's and Disney is in a box. And if I were to put myself in their position, I would say I think you got to try. I think you got to try to get him back on the air. Otherwise, you look like you just folded and gave up. And I think the only thing I would suggest, if they ask me, is that they lay low for a while. Maybe he's not on for a couple of weeks. And then you cut him back on. And if the other stations don't carry him, they don't carry him. And you go with whatever you have, your stations and however many others you have, and you put him on Hulu, and you ride out the end of his contract. I think that would be the right thing to do rather than to look like you capitulated to this kind of pressure.
Didn't they already do that? Didn't they already fold and capitulate?
They did. They last night they did, because they were under great duress time wise. But they now have a decision to make. You know, Kimmel was about to go on the air last night and probably would have made a comment about this, some kind of conciliatory comment. But they decided they couldn't really do this, or there was some unhappiness about how that was going to go down. I don't think Jimmy wanted to look too apologetic. It was very hard to do on the fly. I think they have to come up with something. Their lawyers are probably talking to them. I think it's extremely complicated with all the other business that Disney does. But I also think that Disney's largely to blame because they caved over the George Stephanopoulos issue on Good Morning America. And when
exactly.
they did that, they told Trump, you can be the bully all you want because we'll never stand up to you. And so this occasion comes up, and now they're in the box because they didn't stand up the first time.
So as you know well, and I'll just remind the audience, so much of this is tied to this business transaction, which is in front of the FCC. And if it's in front of the FCC, it's in front of the president. This is Nexstar trying to buy one of their rivals, Tegna. This would put them at about 39-40% of clearance across the country, which right now is not allowed. So they need the FCC's approval. Let's say Bob Iger, because in the end, he's the head of Disney. He ran it very successfully, left, then came back. Let's say Iger would have said to Nexstar and Tegna, who carry their stations across the country, would have said, nope, we're not going to do it. Yep. Kimmel's on tonight. You make your decision. What would have happened?
He would have had a lot of stations that didn't carry him, for sure. They would have had a mess with give backs to advertisers or whatever. and they would have had to deal with the FCC coming after their licenses for non-compliance. You heard what the FCC guy said.
Yeah.
We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. Well,
think about
like?
Can I just stop in there? Think yeah. about that. The FCC, the head, is threatening these companies with the easy or hard way with the full power of the federal government behind them. That is yeah. staggering.
Yeah, it's like a mafioso with the government behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Yes.
Really, it does sound like that. So, I mean, that's what they face, and they still continue to face it. I think they wanted to take a pause if they could, but the pause has just caused an incredible, obviously, firestorm of attention onto this. They're in a position where if they make the decision to put them back on, the government will go after them in any way they can. They have to fight. They have to fight that. That's what they have to do. That's what they have lawyers for. If they cave, then I think the entire creative community says, well, why should we bring a project to Disney? They will never protect us. And that's
yeah.
a big dilemma for them. That's a big dilemma for them going forward.
Okay. You've been chronicling late night since the 80s, okay? And,
right.
and you've watched a lot of controversies. You've watched a lot of comments where well-established comedians, if they're going to work edgy, at times cross the line, right? And
yep.
then how does the public react? How do they react? How do their how does the business react? Do you think Kimmel, with his comments, crossed the line?
Absolutely not. 1,000 times, no. The whole thing is just them saying he somehow insulted or demeaned Charlie Kirk. He didn't do anything to Charlie Kirk. He made a comment about the shooter and what was being said about the shooter. Nothing about Charlie Kirk, nothing about Charlie Kirk's policies or statements or anything like that. And then he made a joke about Trump. That's what they're really upset about, that they somehow did something offensive because he made that joke.
That's it.
In isolation, there is nothing, absolutely nothing over the lining here. Zero. And really, I know for a fact that Jimmy was really surprised and taken aback by this, because I think he thought that was a basically bland thing he was saying, not a you know, incendiary thing.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm amazed at how distorted it has become.
I'm not amazed by that, man.
Well,
that's their business.
Well, that is
their business, is making it distorted.
You're right. But here's what I'm going to say. By the folks who claim that they knew what Charlie Kirk was all about.
Yeah,
Charlie Kirk was this free speech absolutist and would go all these places. Mm-hmm. And the idea, and again, Kirk and Kimmel would have agreed 1 out of every 100 times on issues. But the idea that Charlie Kirk was for shutting down folks who don't agree with his views is the opposite of what he was doing to mainly liberal campuses when he was engaging in the byplay back and forth.
That's absolutely right. But they have made him sort of an icon of their positions now. He's basically a martyr. They've made him a martyr.
Correct.
And so anybody who says anything that can be considered somehow, you know, a slur against the martyr is being attacked with the full effort of the government. But frankly, all of this is a pretense. It's just a pretense. They were gunning for Jimmy Kimmel. They've been gunning for the guy. Trump hates the guy, and he basically put this guy on him to say, you know, go after him. And he already said openly he should be canceled for no
Correct.
Reason before.
He's so, not hiding it.
He's not. They're not hiding it. He's basically said, I'm going to get this guy, and
yep.
if you don't agree, I'm going to damage your business. I'm going to damage your investors. I'm going to damage you. I mean, this is a complete reversal of what our government is supposed to be doing. We have a government that is supposed to not interfere this way in either people's private business or obviously their speech.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bill Carter. He's excellent on this topic. You can hear it. You don't have to agree. You can chime in, 651-461-9226. This is exactly right. Like, when the president again is asked about it today in the UK, and he talks about ratings, give me a break. There is Truth Social, tweet after tweet, where he's gunning for him, going after him, and even late night, last night, he basically said NBC, not basically, he said it, NBC, you're next. And he mentions the two hosts. You know,
Alan and Myers,
know SNL is next. SNL,
of course.
And
if he gets, if NBC concedes, then why would they protect SNL? That's, it's just one step after another. I don't think NBC will. NBC is in a different position, I think, because they are the network of late night. They created it. They've had the leading lights in it. They have Saturday Night Live. It's so much a part of their identity. If they caved, the whole business might as well just have a government stamp on it.
I want to believe you, Bill. I know how smart you are in this area, but I've watched newspaper after newspaper, network after network, university after university, the social media titans, they're all lining up to kiss his butt.
Yes,
so I'm just not going to be surprised.
But
NBC,
somebody has to say no.
Yeah.
Somebody has to say no. I think Iger has a chance. He has a chance to say, okay, I'm going to make an accommodation of sorts here, but I am not doing what they want. I will not be bullied. He has a chance to do that. He should have done it with Stephanopoulos.
Yep.
If he doesn't do it, then his legacy, his reputation, which is a very good one as a business leader and as a really a creative CEO, will be tarnished forever, will be ruined. I really think they have to say, we're not going to just roll it. We'll find some accommodation, but we're not going to do what you say because you're not the king. That's the reason the First Amendment was first.
Right.
Because it's the one that's the most important. You do not get to tell us what we can think or what we can say. And that's what this is about.
And for the folks who are going to say, a business gets to do what they want with the business, we both agree with that. But to act like this was a business just acting independently and they made this decision on their own is absurd.
It's absurd. This decision was forced on them. And if they do resist, they will be subject to more pressure and their own stations will have their licenses challenged. They'll win. If ABC fights that, they'll win because there is no basis to take their license away. Licenses are very, very rarely taken away for extreme malfeasance. This will never fly, but they'll have to fight like devils to keep it from consuming them. And it's the reason that people cave is they don't want the fight. They don't want the fight.
Yep.
But eventually the fight comes to you. You know, World War II, we didn't want the fight. We didn't want to fight. It came to us, okay? And I don't want to make it too grandiose, but this is a real fight over the basic principles of our country. At some point, you have to say, no, we don't do that in this country. I hope it's ABC that does it.
Last thing, Bill, and I'll let you go. Another part that is just an insult to reality is when individuals, prominent, influential conservatives or callers to our station are saying, well, he knowingly lied, and so there should be a standard of truth. First of all, I get that the preponderance of evidence was leading to Tyler Robinson politically assassinated Kirk. But at the time on Monday, the filings and charges were not out yet, so it was not definitively proved. And then, oh, by the way, if you're going to tell me, defenders, that the President of the United States doesn't lie on a regular basis, then you're just sticking your head in the sand. And then his main network, Fox, just a few years ago, had to pay Dominion close to $800 million because they had to admit they knowingly continued to lie based on baseless information about the 2020 election. So get out of here with the lying part.
But here's the thing. Even if you concede, if you say it was a lie, That's still, you can't take him off the air for that.
Right.
He's the right to do it.
Yes.
He has the right to do it. You just as the, all these people have the right to say Joe Biden was demented. You have the right to do it in this country. And for them to say, well, therefore, they should take their license away. Come on. This is what's happening. We're basically saying they're insisting that their point of view has to be honored or we will break you. And that's just as un-American as it gets.
Couldn't say it any better. I'll leave on that. Thank you so much. I'll be very curious to what happens. And as always, I appreciate you coming on.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bill Carter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.